For more on Canada's relationship with China, we are joined by Professor Charles Burton. He's a former Canadian diplomat to China and the author of a parliamentary report on how Canada deals with Chinese officials when it comes to human rights. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Nice to be here.
So at this point, Prime Minister Harper has not yet met with President Hu Jintao, although they did share a sort of brief exchange while over there in Vietnam. But, you know, drawing from your diplomatic experience with the Chinese government, what do you think is the reason for this seemingly apparent rift between the two governments?
Well, I think that Mr. Harper wanted to talk about things that the Chinese government, particularly President Hu, wasn't prepared to talk about. There's the consular case of Hussein Jalil, a Canadian citizen who's being held in prison in China that's been denied access by our diplomats. Mr. Harper's also expressed concern about industrial espionage Chinese industrial espionage in Canada, and I think that Mr. Hu wouldn't want to talk about that either. And recently we've expelled a Chinese diplomat who was alleged to be following Canadians of Chinese descent who are practitioners of the Falun Gong cult. And so, you know, there are problems there, and security issues are probably not issues that this president would be prepared to talk about, because his position is dependent on the support of the security and military apparatus. And so Mr. Harper wants to talk about these things. Chinese president doesn't want to talk about them, so we're
so
not having any meeting. Sure.
Right. Though you've written this paper, and it's currently before Parliament, talking about the approach that Canada has taken to this point with China with regards to its human rights, well-alleged human rights offenses. So with Harper taking a harder line, a more principled stand, it seems, on human rights, is that different from what your report says Canada's record has been with China?
Well, our practice in regard to human rights in China over the past 10 years has been one of quiet diplomacy, where we've been engaging Chinese government officials on human rights, largely officials in their Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Of course, their Ministry of Foreign Affairs is not an agency that's supposed to promote human rights domestically, but to defend Chinese interests abroad. And so far, I think that our quiet diplomacy approach, as we've been doing it with dialogue, has not yielded the kinds of results that we were hoping for when we started this. So it's reasonable that a new government would consider the old programs and see if there's some renovations and improvements that can be made to better serve the Canadian interest in China.
Is this a better direction, then? Perhaps will yield more results, the tack that Harper is taking?
Well, I think Mr. Harper has been raising human rights concerns directly with foreign leaders. He made quite a strong plea for people in Vietnam who've been denied their human rights when he met with the Vietnamese leader. And I think that he is a principled person who wants to talk about things that Canadians find important, and he's not going to compromise on Canadian values out of the interests of being polite or implying support for regimes that we feel are not behaving acceptably in terms of international standards.
The business sector in Canada, though, a little bit more nervous with this position that Harper is taking, what with China being the fastest growing market in the world, and Canada to this point has been working hard at forging closer ties, at least on the business side of things. So what impact do you think Harper's position is going to have on that sector of Canada?
Well, I think when we were doing the other policy, the quiet diplomacy policy, over that period, Canada's been losing market share in China compared to other industrialized nations. So the record has not been good. I think that if we're frank and transparent with China, we gain more respect. And in the long run, that makes our relationship healthier, and that could impact, in fact, positively on our trade relations.
How so, though? I guess because people are a bit more concerned that China has said, you know, don't meddle in our internal politics or domestic policies, and the fear is, I guess, that they would close the door on whatever potential trade there might be as well.
Well, I think, you know, business is about the best product at the best price, and if Canada has goods and services that are competitive internationally, the Chinese will buy those. I don't think that they're going to sacrifice their economic interests because of losing a debate on whether or not they're compliant with UN human rights covenants. I think ultimately Canada can be very competitive in that market if we do our market work, our trade work, better than we have in the past. But it's not really connected to the human rights issue.
All right, Professor Burton, thanks so much for your insight today.
Thank you.